This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
To avoid the detractors of khushu'. So the same way there are things that add to a person's khushu', there are things that detract from it. For example, sins. Where is khushu' going to find place in the heart of a habitual sinner? ما جعل الله لرجل من قلبين في جوفه. Allah said, I have not placed two hearts in the chest of any man. It's the one. So if the RAM, to use computer terms, of that heart is full and busy, there's no space for anything else. And processing speeds will be slow. So you know that there are things that need to be offloaded. Make space, make room. If you truly want khushu', make room for it. Offload some of those sins. Offload what you are inhaling. Offload the haram transaction. Offload what you are observing when no one is observing you, or so you thought. Offload the songs and the music. Offload that. And allow space for khushu' to come into your heart. So that's a detractor of khushu'. Excessive movement, excessive fidgeting, especially in salah, that detracts from khushu'. That's not the behavior of someone who is khashi'. Remember the two components: humility, humble and still. The one who's moving and playing with his beard and itching his eyebrow and playing with his skin and thinking, is that a white head or is that just a crusty bit on my face? That's not a person who is in khushu'. Minimize it. And that is why Sa'id ibn al-Musayyib, when he saw a man who was twirling his beard in salah, you've seen this before, right? Twirling his beard in salah. What did Sa'id say? He said, لو خشع قلبه لخشعت جوارحه. He said, if the heart of this man had experienced khushu', his limbs would have followed in khushu' as well. Yani he's fidgeting because his heart is fidgeting. He's moving because his heart is not unstable. Does it have that stillness, that calmness, that serenity, that humility of the khashi'? Right? One of our friends, he said, wallahi, he said, I saw in al-Haram al-Makki, an uncle who was buying and selling, he was trading his siwak during his salah. Yani, he said, Allahu Akbar. And someone says to him, uncle, how much are you selling this bundle of siwak? He said, 2 riyal. That man said to him, come on, yeah, Sheikh, one riyal. He said, and he take the 2 riyal or go? Buying and selling in salah. So, yani, this is another detractor of salah. Silence those electronic hallucinations. Really, look at the social media platforms that you don't need. Uninstall them. Because the more you expose yourself to through that highlight reel, the more you will see during your salah. What you don't need to see, uninstall it, remove it from your life. It's the one heart that you possess. There's no point putting your phone on the ground thinking that you've done your Lord a favor if it's facing up and you're there praying and then you see the idea of the one who's calling you and you're thinking, what makes him, what makes her call at this time of the day? Right? Minimally turn on the other side. Again, if you want to put your phone in your pocket, there's no point putting it on vibration. Silence it at least, because if it's vibrating, what are you thinking in salah? You're thinking, wonder who that is, Uncle Jamal. Is that Derek from work? Is that Shamima perhaps? Who's calling me? Do yourself a favor and silence these electronic hallucinations and uninstall the ones that you don't need. Free up some space.